Mother is the name for God on the lips and hearts of all children. Do you understand?
You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
La 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 I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school. I appreciate what you allow for me, and I just want you to be proud.
I wanna tell the whole world about a friend of mine. This little light of mine, I'm finna let it shine. I'm finna take y'all back to them better times. I'm finna talk about my mama if y'all don't mind. I was 3 years old when you and I moved to the shy. Late December, harsh winter gave me a cold. You picked me up something that was good for my soul. Famous homemade chicken soup, can I have another bowl? You work late nights just to keep on the lights. Mommy got the training wheel so I could keep on my bike. And you would give me anything in this world. Michael Jackson left the Anna Club but didn't get me on curl. And you never put no man over me. And I love you for that, mommy, can't you see? 7 years old, caught you with tears in your eyes. Cause if you're cheating, telling your lies. Then I started to cry as we knelt on the kitchen floor. I said, mommy, I'ma love you till you don't hurt no more. And when I'm older, you ain't gotta work no more. And I'ma get you that mansion that we couldn't afford. See y'all. Unbreakable, unmistakable, highly capable. Lady that's making loot, a living legend too. Just look at what heaven do. Send us an angel, and I thank you, mama. I wanna scream so loud for you. Cause I'm so proud of you, and let me tell you what I'm about to do, mama. I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school. I appreciate what you allow for me. I just want you to be proud of me. Forrest Gump, mama said, life is like a box of chocolates. My mama told me, go to school, get your doctorate. Something to fall back on, you could profit with. But still supported me when I did the opposite. Now I feel like it's things I gotta get, things I gotta do, just to prove to you, you was getting through. Can the choir please give me a verse of you? Are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're like a book of poetry. Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni. Turn one page and there's my mommy. Come on, mommy, just dance with me. Let the whole world see your dancing feet. Now when I say hey, y'all say mama. Now everybody answer me. Come on. Second they get up, you gon' get that benzo. Tint the windows, ride around the city and let your friends know. Tell your job you gotta fake them out. Since you brought me in this world, let me take you out to a restaurant, upper echelon. I'ma get you a Jag, whatever else you want. Just tell me what kind of S-type Don the West like. Tell me the perfect color so I make it just right. It don't gotta be Mother's Day or your birthday for me to just call and say, mama, so glad for you, cause I'm so proud of you, and let me tell you what I'm about to do. You know I love you so, I never let you go. Wrote this song just so you know, no matter where you go, my love is true.
Breathe and Bounce. It's Michael. And it's Mother's Day. I guess you're hearing this the day after Mother's Day, so maybe this may not resonate. But today, as I record this, is Mother's Day. So I wanted to talk about Mother's Day. And last week, you know, we talked about grief, and I talked about the story about my mom. And you know, I've held on to a lot of sorrow over the years.
I've held on to a lot of grief when it's come to her. And I don't think I ever actually let it go. But today, I think, is the day that we have to let it go. Because you can't keep carrying on things that weigh you down. And I think the loss of my mom has been something that has weighed me down completely. And I think, for me, it's just been a lot of, it's been a lot of different emotions that I've been experiencing when it comes to my mother. And I think it's like, I've always felt this stronger bond of women instead of men. And I, you know, I did a lot of thinking today, a lot of meditating, and I thought to myself, maybe it's like that because I lost my mom at a pretty early age. I lost my mom at 23. And when I turned 23, I was starting to get my life together. I came from a pretty crazy place. And I started pulling stuff together. I mean, I was doing good. I had a strong relationship with my significant other who stood by me despite the fact I did a lot of things to hurt her. I was going to school. And, you know, I was trying to make something positive of myself. And I was getting ready to go to public access school so I can learn how to shoot a TV show. So, I mean, we talked about this a little bit last week. So I don't want to, you know, rehash all the details that we talked about last week and all that stuff. But, you know, there was, I put my mom through a lot of hell growing up. I mean, you know, from the partying to coming home, whatever substance I was on. I remember one time I was really out there and my mom was just talking to me and crying, showing concern for me. And the one thing that my aunt told me, the last time I spoke to my aunt on the phone, before the last time, because the last time I spoke to her on the phone, she basically gave me the business and kind of yelled at me because I was falling apart. And she basically told me that I was becoming my father, which is scary because my father's, for all intents and purposes, not the greatest guy in the world. And I think my father tried. He said a lot to atone, but he didn't really do the actions. And right now, for me, when it comes to my family, I'm trying to do less talk and more actions and just trying to be there for them whenever I can be there. But then there's this line, and I don't want to get into that right now because I'm talking about my mom. So my aunt said to me, Rita told me the night before she had her heart attack, I think Michael's going to be okay. And that, like, warmed my heart to hear that. You know, my mom might have been my greatest defender against my father, my greatest ally in some things. She didn't really understand my better half at the time. And I really wish that she was around, because if she was, she probably would have eventually. She would have met these two wonderful granddaughters, these two wonderful girls that are my kids. She would have been able to do a lot, and I really believe the trajectory of my life would have changed dramatically if she was still here. She left us in 1999, which is 25 years ago. It's been 25 years since I've seen my mom, and I've been holding on to this forever. I've never really let it go. And I think when it comes to losing someone, you don't let it go. I think sometimes when you lose someone, you don't understand the impact. You don't understand, you know, the role that they play and how it's going to either benefit you or haunt you for years after they're gone. And I think it's always important to just have gratitude for all that. So today I took a moment. I've had a lot of people in the last couple of years that have really been supporters of me, and I wrote them all individual messages telling them what they meant to me. And, you know, I'm not really too concerned about the responses I get. I just, you know, I just want them to know. The one thing that we know in life is as things are happening to us in the now, we're not sure of the impact they're going to have on us later as we move forward. And I think it's always important to just practice gratitude because you never know what you got until it's gone.
Yeah.
It ain't easy. It does take a long time to kind of pick yourself back up when you lose someone very significant in your life. And that's kind of the thing that's happened with my mother. You know, we just try to move forward. Because that's all we can do. And then once we get to a point where we lose someone significant like a mother, it's on to us to honor what that mother wanted for us. And I haven't really done the best job of that my whole life, especially after since she passed away. I mean, I went after my dream. I really went after a few things, and then I sacrificed things for people that I loved. But I think by sacrificing, I ended up, I kind of just ended up becoming a shell of myself, right? And I don't think that's what my mom wanted. I had a lot of hopes, dreams, and ambitions. I went to Columbia. I wanted to get into radio. I wanted to entertain the world. I wanted to get my message out to the world. And instead, I ended up, you know, becoming a business person. I ended up getting the businesses I had, which I'm very grateful for. I've ended up meeting a lot of people. And I discovered yoga eventually when I went through a real rough patch in my life. When I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder and then also diagnosed with severe depression. And a lot of that was because of my inability to let things go. And, you know, it's just, I feel like I just, at some times I, you know, kind of dropped the ball on that. I held on to too much. I held on to resentment towards myself because of the way I treated people. And it just kept building up. And I just kept letting it go. Not letting it go, but just letting it build. That's not what my mom wanted. I kind of regressed into my 17-year-old self. Being angry at the world. That's not what my mom would have wanted. I wanted to be accepted by my dad and my brother. And I wasn't, once again. So I became resentful towards all the people that were in my life. That's not what my mother would have wanted. So today, I've made a hope and a promise to myself that I'm going to find a way to let the grief for my mom, try to let it go and not let it weigh me down as much as it's weighed me down for the last 25 years. And I mean, the thing about, you know, losing someone, and we talked briefly about this, we talked a lot about this last week because that was the topic of last week. We talked about how if we hold something, you lose a piece of you when someone special dies and you don't really ever get it back, but you try to find a way to learn how to get yourself back. So I think from this point on, that's what I'm going to do. As I sent all these messages to all these special women in my life, I'm going to end it by going to the cemetery to see my mom today. So what I thought was going to start off as kind of a pointless, not do anything day has turned into a very spiritual, mindful awakening type of a day where I've done some things. I've sent a lot of messages to people. It's made me a little emotional, and it is what it is. So I think at the end of the day, we have to find a way just to let it go.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them see.
girl, you always have to be concealed. Don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Some distance makes everything seem small, and the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me.
Tough episode to record, I'm telling you. You know, sometimes when I put together an episode for Breathe and Bounce, it's an emotional experience for me. It's kind of a spiritual experience. It's a lot of things in that. So obviously, you know, if you have kids that are my kids' ages, around 16 or 14, you probably remember that craze of that song just going everywhere. Everyone wanted to dress like Elsa for Halloween. And I just remember my kids, how they loved that. And I remember that movie, and I got emotional during that movie. Get emotional a lot. I remember at our wedding, the kids put together a dance for our wedding party to perform in to that song. You know, I don't know. I think I need a minute.
Thank you. comes and lies down next to me, and I can see you coming from the edge of the room, smiling in the street alone. Even with my eyes shut tight, I still see you coming up.
As a reminder, Experience One, The Arrival is coming. It is going to be this Sunday coming up on the 19th. I'm obviously going to record a show that morning. And then I'm going to head on over to the Bartlett Log Cabin where you can partake in an experience where we are going to do some journaling and some meditation. We're also going to engage in a yoga practice, and there will be an awesome sound bath by Andre Peraza. If you want to get more information about that and follow other adventures for me, you can go to breatheandbounce.com.
Trust the process. Trust yourself. You're tuned in to Breathe and Bounce.
apologize about the wave of emotion there. But sometimes, you know, I can't help it. In this show, there's one thing that I will always be on this show. I may be funny. I may be inspirational. I may be annoying. I may be whatever it is you might think. But one thing I always will be is honest. I will always be honest. No matter what. Whether it's something good about me, bad about me, whatever. It is, it's essential. Honesty is really essential, and I make no bones about what I've done in my past. I don't try to sugarcoat it. I don't try to minimize it. I don't try to do anything like that. I have been a villain. And, you know, over the year or two, I've been trying to not be a villain anymore. And I think a lot of it is, you know, we go back to, I talked a little bit, you know, about my mom. The resentment I felt that she left me. And I think I'm ready to let that go. And I just think about everything else that happened. There's been a lot. I've carried a lot with me. And it really screwed me up. I took a lot of that anger out on people, some people who loved me. And now I feel like I'm getting a second chance because I'm starting to step into a new wave. And I don't want to screw it up. So, if you're with me, and if you're like me, take my hand, and let's walk into this light together. We'll be right back. Yeah, I could do a whole show with Zach Wilde solos, but we don't have time. This is not the shred show. But I'll tell you, man, I'm not going to lie to you guys right now. I'm going through like a real emotional roller coaster doing this. And I'm hoping that I can kind of help you guys understand. It's just, you know, once again, I talk about, you know, my mom. I really feel like so much that happened in my life was because of my mom disappearing. I lost my family. I ended up betraying my girlfriend. I ended up really getting into a real depressing time of my life. And I didn't think I was going to get out of it. And I did. I mean, my wife helped me. And I have a mentor that helped me dig myself out. And I think throughout my life, the biggest problem I've had is most of the holes that I dug myself into, other people have helped me dig out. And right now I feel like maybe I dug myself into a hole that I need to get myself out of. And I mean, yeah, I've had a lot of supportive people come into my life over the last couple of years, but it's like they're not digging the holes out with me. They're trying to tell me what I need to do to dig myself out of the hole that I put myself in. But now I peel back, and you know, it's like you said, when you peel onions, you start to cry. I've been peeling back onions, taking a look at the trajectory of the way my life has gone and where I've been and what I've done. And it's just crazy to me how everything is connected and how I am responsible for everything. And we're not responsible for how people hurt us, and we're not responsible for any of that. I guess we're responsible for our response to it. But then again, we don't know how to respond to it. We don't know how to respond to these things. All we can do is just, once again, learn, grow, and then put it into motion. Just like we do on the mat. You know, the first time I did yoga, I hated it. I really did. But once I had the right teacher and once I was given the right tools, I flew. And just in the last couple years, I've met more teachers and I've met more inspiration. And I've found more music, more art, more creativity. And I have dreams now. And I've had nightmares. But I'm learning how to move. Because that's what life is about, is learning how to move and create space and find that edge, kiss the edge, and then let it go. And that's what life is. Just like on a mat. Thank you.
You are tuned into Breathe and Bounce.
Yeah, I think it's definitely time to fight those demons, to let them to go, to let them on the side of the road. That's what my mom would wanted. And there might be people in my life that are rooting for me to fail. There might be people in my life thinking that I deserve whatever wickedness I get. But I can't worry about that. I can only worry about the plan and the path moving forward. And the path moving forward is to spread love into the universe. Stick my hand out there to grab those that are struggling like I have, like I do, and like I will. Because struggle is a part of life, and we all go through it. We all struggle. We all go through hard times. We all go through loss. We all go through grief. We all go through defeat. But it is, can we bounce back? I don't think I ever fully bounced back from the loss of my mother. I don't think I've ever fully bounced back from the harm I did to people, because I was raised by a father who taught me that everyone in the world is out to get you. Everyone in the world wants something from you. You see, we have these moral compasses that are built within us from our parents. And I think my mom always tried to be the angel and my father was the devil. And unfortunately, in this life, it's easier to listen to the devil, because the devil usually screams louder than the angels. But once you see what the angels put together, once you see the castles, you see the temples, you see all the things that the angels build, you see that talk is cheap and action is everything. And that is what evil wants. It wants you to listen. But divinity wants you to act. Divinity wants you to stand up. They want you to take your life back. And you'll always have a guide. You always have a guide in your way. And I'll tell you, this last hour putting together this episode, I did not expect it to go the way it went, but that's the thing that's beautiful about art, is sometimes it goes a way you don't expect it. So I normally would apologize for this, but I'm not going to apologize for it, because it woke me up and it put a fire in my belly. And I'm telling you, come Sunday, a week from today, experience one day arrival. I plan on making a statement. I plan on showing people that they are capable of doing whatever they want. Once they arrive to their true selves, they can make it happen. And I'm going to do it. Remember to go to www.breatheandbounce.com to get more information on the event, as well as many other things going on. You can find old episodes of the show. Think of me as a friend that you keep with you. When you need to hear the right thing, maybe you'll find the right episode and it will give you the right message. Because I'm just here to talk about my experiences and hoping that they can lead people on a better path than the one I've walked on. But I'm grateful for the path I walked on, because it gave me the lessons to learn on how to function moving forward. After doing this episode, it's come quite clear to me that I know what I need to do. And I plan on doing it. I'd like to thank you very much for listening. Thank you so much for feedback and supporting the show. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. And remember, let your breath take you to places that your mind cannot. I wish you well. I wish you happiness. I wish you everything. The light in me honors the light in you. Namaste.